Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Six states led by a bipartisan group of governors are making a joint effort to speed up coronavirus testing as the nation's death count continues to rise. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the state leaders plan to jointly purchase 3 million rapid tests for the virus.
The group includes Virginia, Maryland, Louisiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Massachusetts. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, the outgoing chair of the National Governors Association, says each state will receive 500,000 tests that can detect the virus in 15 to 20 minutes. In a statement, he says the multi-state compact will address, quote, severe testing shortages and delays that have hamstrung the nation's response to the virus. He also says the goal is to show private manufacturers that there is, quote, significant demand to scale up production of rapid tests. Hogan, a Republican, has been critical of President Trump's response to the pandemic. Other state and local governments may also join the effort to buy rapid tests in the coming weeks. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will lead a delegation to Taiwan this month. The visit is the highest-level official visit to the island republic since 1979. And as NPR's Emily Fang reports, it comes amid heightened tensions between the United States and China.
The department said Azar would meet with COVID-19 responders and other Taiwan counterparts in a visit that will, quote, strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan partnership. The statement also contrasted Taiwan's successful containment of an initial coronavirus pandemic with, quote, authoritarian governments. The U.S. and other countries have criticized Beijing for covering up news of the virus in January. Earlier this year, Taiwan lobbied unsuccessfully to join the World Health Organization, a move Beijing opposes. That's because China sees Taiwan as its own territory and has vowed to overtake the island republic by military force if needed. As U.S.-China relations deteriorate, Taiwan has become a political flashpoint yet again. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Emergency workers in Beirut are digging through rubble for victims of an explosion that's killed at least 100 people and injured thousands more. Hospitals already overwhelmed with coronavirus patients are now scrambling to get medicine for the injured. As Nada Hamsi reports, yesterday's blast adds to a list of crises in Lebanon.
There had been some concern about the buildings for a few years, and he said that an investigation would be launched to look into who's responsible.
The explosion occurred at a warehouse that had been storing thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate that, for several years, what caused the chemicals to ignite remains under investigation. And U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. On Asian stock market, shares are mixed, lower in Tokyo. This is NPR News. Add Radio City Music Hall to the list of stage shows that are not being held this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. As Jeff London reports, the fabled New York venue is canceling its annual Christmas spectacular.
There will be no dancing Santa Clauses on Radio City Music Hall's enormous stage this season, nor precision choreography performed by the famous Rockettes. A terse statement from MSG Entertainment says that the Christmas spectacular, quote, has been canceled due to continued uncertainty associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. The company, which also owns Madison Square Garden, has already laid off over 6,000 part-time and full-time employees. Tickets are already on sale for the 2021 edition of the Christmas spectacular. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The New Mexico State Supreme Court is siding with Governor Michelle Grisham in a dispute over enforcement of emergency health orders that are aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. Some businesses argue that the governor overstepped her authority by imposing fines of up to $5,000 a day for violations. California-based Clorox says its disinfecting wipes will remain in short supply for the rest of the year. The world's biggest cleaning products maker and its competitors are struggling to meet overwhelming demand brought on by the pandemic. Clorox reported better than expected fourth quarter sales and earnings. This is NPR News.